Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Dukes and Bell, and let's talk to a guy who's gotten a chance to see the development of Matthew Stafford and certainly this Lions team over the years. Dan Miller joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline, the team's radio voice. And, Dan, it's good to have you on the program. You know, we talked about Matthew Stafford, and I want to start there because, of course, he went to UGA, University of Georgia, and folks here are familiar with him. What do people think about Matthew Stafford there in Detroit? How is he viewed?
I think there's let me say this. If you looked at it on the surface, you would say there are people that have been frustrated because they haven't been able to win a playoff game. They've made it a couple times and haven't been able to finish. But I'm a real believer that the frustration that it is a lot of times aimed at Matthew or might be aimed at some of the other players on this team aren't necessarily at those guys as much as their frustration with this football team over the last several decades, where they just haven't been able to do much in the postseason. They kind of win in fits and starts. And I think it's been tough for fans. And, Matthew Stafford's a hell of a football player. And he is the absolute best quarterback this franchise has had since the 50s. And he's going to be, you know, here for a long time, thankfully, because of the new deal. And I think Matthew Stafford is absolutely a quarterback that you can win with. So I think to your question, the answer would be there is some frustration, but I think that frustration is just, you know, more about the franchise, but unfortunately sometimes the quarterbacks have to shoulder that.
Gotcha. Dan Miller, the voice of the Lions, with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We were talking about him in his defense. A lot of come-from-behind victories, but never having the total package. You know, by the time you have Ndamukong Suh, then he leaves, and you do have a good defensive line, but you don't have a solid running game. How much better is it this year with Ameer Abdullah?
It's better. It's a work in progress. I mean, guys, you hit it on the head there. I mean, Matthew Stafford has been the quarterback of a one-dimensional offense for pretty most of his 9 years in this league. They have certainly been, if you look back, he's had 700-yard rushers in his career. I mean, if you let that sink in for a moment, that's a stunning statistic. Seven times he's had a runner go for 100 yards. I mean, that just tells you that very few times in his career has he been able to turn around and hand the ball to somebody and expect something good to happen. Now, this year they went out, they rebuilt the right side of the offensive line, spent big bucks to get Rick Wagner, big bucks to get TJ Lyon. Unfortunately, they lost their left tackle in the offseason, so they're kind of working through that situation. But they believe with a healthy Ameer Abdullah back, Theo Riddick being who he is, that their running game can be better. They did a couple good things against the Giants, showed some signs there. But you're still waiting to see how good that thing can be. At this point, definitely, as I said, just a work in progress.
Dan, let's talk about the injuries. Do we know whether or not, have you guys gotten word of what the deal is with your middle linebacker? Kid's having a great season in Jerrod Davis. Is he out?
Yeah, he's an important part of this team, and they needed some help at linebacker. We'll know more when the injury report comes out at 4 o'clock today. He's in protocol, short week. I have no idea. The Lions really don't give you much on injuries. Mm-hmm. That doesn't seem to add up well to me when you got a guy that's in protocol. The good thing is he was out on the field yesterday, not sequestered somewhere. You know, he's out, bright sunshine, everything. So I'll take that as a good sign, and we'll see where it goes from there. But we don't have anything definitive on him yet.
Dan Miller's with us here from Motown. The Lions 2-0 taking on the Falcons. Of course, you're right here on 92.9 The Game. He's at Dan Miller, Fox 2, does TV 2. Hey, Dan, the Lions and the defensive line, we know about Ziggy Ansah and Haloti Ngata. I mean, they're getting after it. What about the Paul Warlow? We know him from the Falcons, and that's a guy we like that matchup. Get one of our backers or a tight end in space on him.
Yeah, we'll see how much he's actually out there. He's played some snaps for them, and depending upon how they make up for the absence of Jerrod Davis, if Jerrod doesn't play. But in nickel situations late in the game against the Giants, they had Tyre Whitehead out there and Jalen Reeves-Maven, the rookie out of Tennessee, out there. So Those guys bring a lot in terms of their athleticism. Warlow's gotten some snaps, and he's done a nice job for him so far. But we'll have to wait and see how they align that thing. I got to imagine against Atlanta, you're going to see very few three linebacker sets. I think they're going to be a nickel most of the time. Heck, they might be in dime, but they're predominantly a nickel team. There's less than 30% of the time when they have three linebackers on the field. So my guess is in a game like this, Warlow might not see the field as much as he might against some other teams.
Speaking of how good the defense was on Monday night, was that a function of how good this Lions defense really is or how bad the O-line is with the Giants and they just simply took advantage of it?
I think a little bit of both. Giants offensive line is struggling. Flowers is obviously struggling, had a real hard time with Ziggy. They lost their other tackle early in the game, so they were already deep into their bench. Look, we're figuring out, like everybody else is, as they watch what this Lions defensive line is. It wasn't good last year. They didn't get after the passer. Chief reason for that was they lost Ziggy Ansah early in the season. He had a high ankle sprain, missed a lot of games. When he came back, wasn't himself. He is the guy on this defense. He's the guy that makes them go. He's the guy that makes everybody better. And you saw that on Monday night. He had three sacks. And even when he barely had any statistics in the opener against Arizona, just by being out there, this is a different defense. So it was, as I said, the biggest question going into camp, this defensive line. To me, it was the biggest question coming out of camp. Through two games, it's pretty good, but I am still somebody who wants to see this thing over the long haul. That defense got, you know, lit up pretty good last year in terms of numbers, gave up over 70% completion percentage, gave up a quarterback rating over 108, down at the bottom of the league in third down defense. So that defensive line really is the key to everything because their secondary is pretty good. You know, Atlanta presents a lot of problems that other teams might not, and then the way of Julio Jones and some of those other guys. But everything for this team defensively, and it's not unusual around the league, but everything for them is really keyed off that rush, and through 2 weeks has been pretty good.
Dan, being a guy that's covered Michigan sports and, you know, doing the job as long as you have, were you surprised how it went with Megatron? Because we see him here in Atlanta, you know, Georgia Tech alum. Surprised that Calvin went the way it did?
In terms of him walking away, I mean, you know, Calvin absorbed a lot of hits. I mean, I think anytime somebody walks away when they've got as much left as Calvin does, that there is some element of surprise there. But, I mean, look, I watched every snap of his career. Calvin was a 6 foot 5 inch guy who played high off the ground. And when you play high off the ground, you land on the ground. And he took a lot of hits. And I just think there came a point where he just said enough's enough. Look, and the other thing is, obviously, they weren't winning a lot of games when he was here. That's got to grind you down a little bit as well. So, you know, I think the more surprising thing was that there seems to be some sort of, you know, negative energy or rift going on between Calvin and the organization right now. I think everybody hopes that at some point both sides will be able to work that out, and we'll see him back in the middle of Ford Field getting the kind of standing ovation that he deserves. He's, you know, clearly one of the game's all-time greats. He's one of this franchise's all-time greats. He's a quality person. I'm a big fan of him in every respect. So I hated to see him go. I'm happy that he can go, you know, do the things he wants to do in his life. I just hope at some point they can figure things out between he and the organization and get him back here.
Great point. Let me ask you about Jim Caldwell and what the situation is with the front office there. He's in the last year of his deal, right?
Yep, he is. Although he told us earlier this week that even if he does sign a new deal, he's not going to tell us. So unless the team announces it, we won't know. But yeah, right now he is in the last year of his deal.
Jim Bob Cooter said he looked at what the Falcons are doing last year with Shanahan as far as how to, you know, use the running backs maybe the way we do. Would not tell Atlanta media on the conference call what that was about. But is he a guy that people would like to see as the head coach up there?
I think if Jim Caldwell wins, I think people are more than happy to have Jim Caldwell as head coach. I would throw Jim Caldwell under the same, you know, umbrella that I threw Stafford and some of the other players. The frustration that you hear isn't necessarily about Jim Caldwell. It's about an extended period of time where this team, you know, hasn't been able to win in the playoffs. But look, he's been here for 3 years. They've made the playoffs twice. They've played in week 17 for the division title twice. And here's the biggest thing I can tell you about Jim Caldwell, and I think it's the nicest compliment you can give any coach outside of winning a Super Bowl. Since he's been here, players have gotten better. Young players have gotten better. Young players have come here and developed and gotten to the point where they're signing second contracts and becoming the backbone of this team. guys don't come into this league understanding how to play. He and his coaching staff have done a great job of developing him. If you go back and look at this franchise in, you know, 2001 to 2008 when they were 0-16, this franchise was in steady decline because players didn't come here and got better. Very few of them even got a second contract. I think Jim Caldwell is doing a great job. This team loves him. That locker room loves him. But, you know, he does have some pressure on him to win with a general manager and Bob Quinn. So we'll see how it happens. My guess is I think he's going to be here for a while. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But I can point to the growth of this roster and development of this roster and put that in the pocket of him and his coaching staff. And I think that says a lot about what they've done.
Dan Miller, great job, great info. He is the radio voice of the Detroit Lions joining us here on Dukes and Bell. We appreciate the time. We're looking forward to an entertaining game on Sunday. We'll see how this thing turns out.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, guys, no doubt about it. And it is a heck of a challenge for this team. You guys made the Super Bowl for a reason, so I think everybody up here respects what's headed our way, so it'll be fun. I appreciate you having me.
All right, guy, when Georgia plays Michigan in that national semifinal, we'll get you on again.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
Thanks so much, Dan.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.